Welcome back to Sports Day. Nice to have your company and fantastic to see that the AFLW season is about to approach, a couple of weeks' time, and a scratch match. And I thought it was a curtain raiser too. I know that there are a number of games that are being played as curtain raisers to their main games, but this one coming up this weekend, I believe, is being played down at Fremantle Oval. And Michael Pryor joins us here on Sports Day. He's the coach of the West Coast Eagles team. G'day, Mickey. Welcome, mate.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks for having me. Yes, we are down at Fremantle this week, and it was meant to be at Optus, and obviously the weather we've copped in Perth and the ground conditions, the game's been moved, which is unfortunate for the girls, but it is what it is.
Michael, pre-season preparations, it's a short turnaround. How are you placed?
Yeah, good. I think the short turnaround is, you know, we've had a big list change as well, so we're probably better off than some other teams in that regard, that players aren't as fatigued. We've trained harder than we ever have. But in saying that, we've still had to manage certain girls that have played in the Waffle W system and have come in and either had no break or limited break. And Michaela Weston, for us, is that example. She played in the grand final, and her first week at our club was just sitting on the sidelines watching training because at some point she needed a rest. So we're just managing those girls, and hopefully we get it right come our season.
Kicking goals has been an issue for the Eagles and the AFLW. Do you think you've been able to address that with the way you've recruited or the way you're going to set up this season?
Oh, I'd like to think so. We've worked on a number of things. Obviously, we need to get the ball in our front half more often than what we have, so that's been a bit of a focus for us over the pre-season. I think we've got more talent in our front half. We've got Kate Bartlett, who comes in after kicking 35 goals in the Waffle last year, and I think us as a side in the AFLW competition kicked 32 goals for the season, so she's beaten us by herself, so hopefully she can add to that. And we've got Ella Roberts that comes in, and she's a good young player that's going to help and worry opposition teams as well with a bit of height and athleticism.
You mentioned Ella Roberts. I've seen her play for Peel, just a baby in any football terms, in life terms, I think 16, 17 years of age. She does seem like a special talent. I know you don't want to put too much pressure on her, but she seems a class above, certainly Waffle W level at times.
Yeah, she had some really good games at that level. Obviously played well in the 18s as well. And I think the important thing for us to remember, even though she's shown a bit in the early games and training, is that she's still only 17, 18, and we can't expect her to be a dominant player in the AFLW system next year. It's going to take time for her to build. She's got a lot to learn, but she wants to learn, and that's the main thing with her. So she'll be a really good player for us. It's just how long it takes her to get there.
We spoke to Trent Cooper a couple of nights ago. He doesn't take too much notice of pre-season results or maybe the way you go about playing. What are your theories on getting a result against your opposition this weekend, given there hasn't been a lot of success, just to build some momentum and positivity?
Yeah, it'd be nice to get a result, but at the end of the day, it's probably more than the result that we're looking for. It's you know, things that we've been working on at training. Do we see them in a game? Just little things like that. We got the result over Fremantle in a pre-season game last year, and it meant absolutely nothing because we only won one more for the year. So although it gives the side and the staff and everyone a little bit of a boost if you do get the win, but there's a lot more to it because obviously both sides will be managing players. You know, you could leave your best side out there and probably get the win on the weekend in an intra-club. But we've got a bigger picture in mind, and round one against Port is the one we really want to win.
It's going to be an historical moment when we see all of the teams rolled out for round one, Michael. And it's exciting stuff too, I think. Where do you think you sit right now? Do you have any idea of how well you think the team can do? And do you expect to be better than you were last year?
Yeah, I think we will. I think it's really hard to judge, obviously, with four expansion teams coming in. We played one of them on the weekend in Hawthorn, and we understand the challenges that comes with being a side coming into a competition late, and especially the last four sides coming into an AFLW system. You know, the talent pool is spread thin with majority of the teams in the comp, and then you bring in four new teams. So we come up against Hawthorn on the weekend and understand the challenges that they have. So we hope that we will have those sort of sides covered when we come up against them. We still understand we've got an enormous amount of work to do to improve because we obviously finished last year. So, if we can get ahead of those expansion teams and maybe one or two others and start to progress forward, it's going to be really exciting for us. But I think we now have a really good young core of girls that over the next 4 or 5 years, hopefully we all stay together and we start coming through that way, which I think we will.
If you've just joined us here on Sports Day, we are chatting to Michael Pryor. He is the West Coast Eagles AFLW coach. On the back of that victory against the Hawks by 29 points, did you learn anything about your players? Because, mate, it's very different playing some opposition than it is a training when you're just bashing up each other.
Yeah, learn a bit. Obviously, learn that we still got a long way to go in a lot of areas, and we'll address a few of them at training this week. Learned that girls that have had really good, strong pre-seasons, it translated into the game. We were running across the ground quite well in the last quarter, which is really pleasing to see. I think our fitness level's gone to a new level. And just little things like that, little things we've been working on with our ball movement to try and get it into our forwards a little bit quicker, paid off for us on occasions. And when we did that, we looked well. We looked really good. And to kick 11 goals for, and quite often it's more points than goals, was really pleasing. So we'll take that. But the challenge for us is to do it against a quality side this week in Fremantle. And we know they've been at the pointy end of the table for the last 4 or 5 years. So a big challenge for our girls.
And a big challenge first up, because Port Adelaide, you talk about new franchises, Aaron Phillips, there's a lot of buzz, a lot of uncertainty as to how they'll go. How do you do some recce on them?
Well, we really just rely on one game. So all the scratch matches that are being played this weekend, all the clubs get access to the vision there. So they've got Essendon. So we'll get hold of that game next week and really study where they line up, who they've got and how they've gone. But we know they've got, obviously, Aaron Phillips, Gemma Houghton, two quality forwards, mids, depends where they play. But if they both play forward, we just got to do our best to stop the supply to them and really get on top around the stoppages.
Yeah, we know Julia Teakle, who is the sister of Bryn Teakle, has gone across and has been picked up by the Port Adelaide AFLW side. So there's a nice synergy there. Just a quick one, grand final week in the AFL, an experiment of sorts, playing a derby Thursday night, Optus Stadium, is scheduled, I'm assuming, still. What is the future for that? Do you like the idea?
I think it just adds to grand final week. I think, I think it'll be good. It'd be great if one of our sides was in that grand final. It would just add to the flavour of the week. And I've got no doubt if Fremantle were lucky enough to get there, that their supporters will also come out and watch their team play at Optus and hopefully get a few more numbers because of that. But, I don't mind the idea. And I think any time the girls get to play on Optus, they love it. It's a different experience for them. So, I'm all for it.
Bit of a shame that this game isn't being played as the curtain raiser at Optus Stadium, but it'll be certainly a contest that we hope as many of those that love their AFLW will get along to down at Freo Oval. 12 o'clock it gets underway on Saturday, listeners. Thanks very much for your time today, Mike.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Michael Pryor here on Sports Day. And repeating. So being moved from Optus as the curtain raiser, because I'm suggesting that I think Michael said at the start of the interview it was condition of the ground, so trying to protect the groundscape.
Yeah, disappointing. Morning. I mean, fine weather today, fine weather tomorrow. I'm with you. You're raising your eyebrows there, and I'm not giving away too much.
Yeah, I'm not happy.
No, I would have thought, why can't you play a game even at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock at Optus?
Mate, how much are they going to chop the ground up, seriously? Yeah. Like, really?
And how much? Yeah, and look, I know if this was being put on the schedule during when Manchester United and Aston Villa and the other two EPL clubs were here, but there's no footy here on the weekend apart from one match. I tend to think that surely, it's a ground that's made for footy. Let's use it.
Yeah, in Victoria, the MCG, they've got curtain raisers ahead of the two matches that are being played this weekend, including Saturday and Sunday. So, it's a bit of a shame. I mean, given that we are trying to encourage many girls to get along, why not put it in front as many people as we can? I'll be really intrigued to see what sort of crowd turn out down there to Fremantle Oval. That's all thanks to Kia, Australia's most wanted, the Kia EV6 and Kia Sportage cars of the year. A bloke who would be, I reckon, still celebrating. It's taken us a while to track one of them down. We found a kookaburra at last. Tommy Wickham will join us straight after the break on the back of winning a gold medal at the Birmingham Commonwealth Games.